Is your lifestyle affecting your art? Welcome back to Behind the Canvas. I'm your host, Roxanne Weiss. Thank you so much for listening in today. We're going to talk about a subject that I have been involved with my entire life, and that is the intersections of mind, body, and spirit, and how it is the basis foundation for creativity. It's a section that I like to call Creative Backbeat, and I introduced it recently on my blog, creativetempo.com, and I put it there to open up the conversation about the lifestyle choices and how they really affect the quality and creativity that you present. So, is your lifestyle affecting your art? Well, in my opinion, the answer is yes. Your lifestyle affects everything. Your art, how you feel, what you look like, your emotions, all of those details that make you, you. The deeper question, and one that you get to answer yourself, is this. How does your lifestyle affect your art, and what choices are you making that make an impact on an area of your life for better or worse? Now, let's dig in just a little bit. Do you compartmentalize your life? Maybe keeping your art away from other parts of your day. For example, your business is over there, your art's over there, your secret hobbies over there, your health is over there. Maybe you find time for sleep in all of that. Now, there is a time when everything in your life needs a separate focused attention, like when you're building something new or you have a specific project to launch or a painting to finish. The trouble creeps in when you stop your dynamic rhythm. Your art practice has a rhythm, and your life has a rhythm too. Compartmentalizing creates a wall that separates all those wonderful parts of you and winds up creating pieces and parts that are so fragmented and disconnected. You know, we've all learned this from cultural beliefs and practices and just day-to-day responsibilities, but we can unlearn this too and create great and more beneficial patterns in our lives. So I am taking down the walls at Creative Tempo, where I focus on the rhythm of creative business, and I'm welcoming in those other parts of ourselves in a space I've called Creative Backbeat to focus on the rhythm of life. Now, I believe that your lifestyle and everyday choices in health and spirituality, they create your daily rhythms that become the backbeat of your creative practice. This new section that I've opened up on Creative Tempo, it's not really all planned out, but it's been brewing for years and it feels really necessary. I've had a good dunk into the early movements of food, health, fitness, spirituality, the environment, sciences, and just general wildness. So opening up this conversation, I think it's good all around, and I invite you to dive in here and strike up the conversation with friends. This can sound all utopian, but before we get kumbaya'd, I want to make sure that you know that this is really serious stuff. Upgrades in the backbeat of your life, they can actually rocket launch your creativity to a whole new level. And since art can change the world, we as artists, it's our responsibility to be at our best, be healthy, rested, mindful, and connected to our source to hold open the purest conduit of communication that we are gifted with in each moment. Our creative backbeat can close the gaps and disconnects in society. Let's talk for a moment about the different industries of mind, body, and spirit. First, the health industry, including yoga and fitness, food, nutrition, even energy and alternative healing methods, they're each focused on their own particular science and the new expert on the block. The spiritual movement, now its own industry as well, some are still moving from religion to spiritual practices and figuring out whether to follow the ancients, a specialized meditation practice, some experimental practice, or the best mantras and mudras. And finally, the creative industry, defined by books and writing practices, fine art darlings to craft factories, creative therapy to the crumbling notion of the importance of academics. We are all told to niche down and specialize. And while we do have specific gifts, we are not made up of only these gifts. I see these industries as a whole picture approach to life, connecting and intersecting and guiding people from that point forward. These are all necessary progressions for change, and each exciting and important in their own space. Each is showing you a choice and asking, what feels right? What fits? What makes you feel lighter, more energized. It's time for you to make that choice for yourself and for your art. Now, if you're here, then you're probably already making your own awesome life rhythms. Yay, you! So you already know that when you make your choices and refine your creative backbeat, you do begin to feel better and you shine brighter and brighter. When everybody makes their choices, we can then connect together to make a real difference globally, and then we can sing Kumbaya. By creating simple connections between art and science, which are the life drivers, with a rhythm of elevated daily life habits of mind, body, spirit, which are the engine, it's a vision of a future that I would really love to be a part of. How about you? If you believe that lifestyle affects the quality of your art and creativity, come on over to creativetempo.com or leave a review here on iTunes and let's start the conversation. I'm going to bet that you have some pretty awesome things to share. I would love to hear about your creative backbeat. So if you're an artist or creative entrepreneur, go over to creativetempo.com, click the podcast, and you can submit as a guest or you can refer a friend. And we'd love to talk to you about an interview on an upcoming Behind the Canvas podcast. Come on over also to creativetempo.com, see what we're up to, and engage in the conversation. Consider leaving a review and subscribing in iTunes, and we'll see you back here again next week. Thanks for listening.